This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you are that exceptional American, because this is where exceptional Americans get their news, Agenda 21 Radio. All right, we've been taking on this whole thing, this whole scandal about Uranium One. We're about to get to Uranium One and other issues. Well, if you have not heard, Comey is on the hot seat. He is the guy. I said a long time ago that James Comey is the plug in the drain of the swamp. He's the plug. And when Trump fired him, he fired him for, well, to drain the swamp. Hello. He knew that pulling that plug, firing him, would drain the swamp. Against all the orders. Against all, everybody trying to order Donald Trump around. In the White House. You can't fire him. You can't fire Donald. You can't. There's going to be a scandal. There's going to be Mueller. There's going to be special counsel. They're doing all this stuff to screw you, Trump. Well, guess what? Trump did it anyway. And he pulled the plug. And guess what? Can you hear the drain right now in action? That whole thing going on. There goes the swamp again. And guess what? Swamp creatures flipped out all of a sudden. He got rid of Comey. We were talking about the Tippecanoe, the Trump canoe in the swamp, paddling around, and all of a sudden he comes across a carcass floating in the swamp, face down, flips it over, and it's, well, hard to recognize, but it is the former FBI director, the B FBI director. That's B for bad FBI director, James Comey. He's all eaten out in maggots and said, hey, I got to resuscitate you. We got to beat you up a little bit more, and to get the truth out of you, we're going to throw you in front of Congress, Mr. Comey, again, because you apparently have perjured yourself. I hate it when a plan comes together. See, Donald Trump instinctively did the right thing and fired him above all odds. And now we're getting the truth about all the things that were going on. Because here's the reason why, guys. We said it would be a while before all these little swamp creatures could get themselves under control and Trump could, and his administration could take hold. Now we're into October. It's going to take longer yet. Another year, he'll have even more strength and power within the bureaucracies of government. But he has enough right now to go after Comey and other groups, other organizations, as he's doing it. So now the BFBI, that's the bad FBI, versus the GFBI, the good FBI, is at play. So GFBI steps up and says, hey, we've got this information. Oh, I'm sure you'd like to find out about it. Senator Chuck Grassley brought it up a while back, and there were other people testifying about, well, the whole scandal involving Hillary Rodham Clinton's email server. And we find out that, guess what? Bad FBI director James Comey was 6 months before drafting letters to exonerate Hillary Clinton, before the investigation even remotely closed and concluded, or was even in full fledged. No, nobody was questioned. But Comey's trying to figure it out. Now we have those letters. And why? Because the GFBI stepped up. People that have now come to the surface in the Trump administration as loyal Trump people, loyal to the Constitution, loyal to the president and this country, have said, oh, guess what? We found these documents. How simple that was. And guess what? There's probably probes right now within the bad FBI to find out why this cover-up took so long to surface. Well, we all knew why. Because you had to have Comey that was in there, right? Comey was the gatekeeper for Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Malheur. Oh, the Malheur. Yeah. I forgot to mention that when this when I was talking last hour about the Malheur and Uranium One. Anyone? We're finding out more information about Uranium One and about the Russians paying the Clintons so much money for 20% of our uranium. And by the way, we're still shipping over yellow cake uranium from that deal to the Russians. Hello! What the heck is going on? We need to stop that. That's news that's coming out right away. Yellow cake, that's for nuclear weapons. And by the way, it can be sold on the market out there. I'm sure a country like Korea would love that yellow cake, wouldn't they? North Korea? That would, or Iran? Anyone? Would the Russians do that? Yes. In the wrong hands, absolutely they would. And we've been delivering that stuff to them. That's part of the Uranium One deal that Hillary Rodham Clinton fashioned. And, by the way, the Clinton Foundation, Chapman University, are you listening, got all kinds of money for. What did I say? It's my dyslexia again. It's my verbal dyslexia. I say, right, just blurt it out. Chapman University. Clinton Foundation. There's even an echo in here. Wow. Listen, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I, right? That's what people are probably thinking right now. I don't think so. You've been with me long enough to know that that's not the case. Anyway, okay. So now we're getting information. I'm going to, after the break, we're going to get the, queued up here in the studio. And we're going to be listening to Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions, we'll listen a little bit, is before Congress. First time he's appeared in a while. And they're going to ask him a number of pointed questions. I am sure that the information that we're talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio about Comey and everything else is going to come up because they're demanding an investigation right now about Comey. See, we also want to know about this Fusion GPS, this company that came out with this dossier that was attacking Donald Trump. Now, here's the deal. Why was Michael Flynn talking to the Russian ambassador? He was only, security advisor for 24 days before they got rid of him. He's gone, vanished, kaput. Why? Well, because he had a little bit too much information that he gleaned from the Russian ambassador about a pedophile ring, a big one, an international one that was flying people around, flying children around. And there was a list of names and personalities, politicians, Hollywood celebrities, and the like on that list. And Flynn got the list. Now, I wonder where that list is today. Hello? Crickets? Let's ask Hillary Rodham Clinton where she thinks that list might be. Or how about we ask Harvey Weinstein where that list might be? All these A-listers. Oh, Bill Clinton. You know, Bill, all those little visits to that island and all those little girls that you had affairs with? Your name's on that list, Bill. Do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that Bill Clinton's name on that list about his little jaunts to various Caribbean islands might be important to the Clintons and why they might come up with this company, Fusion GPS, to smear Donald Trump? Now, I don't know about you. You know the Clintons. We all know the Clintons. We know the death list of the Clintons. I don't know about you, but I suspect the Clintons probably would not want that list to be divulged. Well, we know the list is out there. We just divulge it to you. We don't have the list. Of course not. We would. I can't tell you everything about that list, but I do know that Harvey Weinstein's name is on that list, and there's others. Lots of others. People who like to fly around children, go to St. Petersburg every once in a while and pick up children, or Brussels. I hate it when that happens. Or London. Or Hollywood. The depths of depravity these people do not know. It's endless for them. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. This is where exceptional Americans get their information. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to join the Senate Judiciary Committee here for a little bit. Jeff Sessions is testifying before the committee. Gee, I wonder what he has to say today.
Across the country. I hope you'll clear that up in your testimony. There are other controversial policies being implemented at Justice. The president's travel ban, for example.
This is California Senator Dianne Feinstein. DIFI for us in California.
Another court in Hawaii just yesterday. These travel ban efforts are an affront to our nation's commitment to religious liberty. Yet the Justice Department staunchly defends the ban. On DACA, you recommended in September that the program be terminated. And I think we believe these young people have placed their trust in the government. They have come out of the shadows. They've provided all their information to authorities. They seek the opportunity to get right with the law. And I think most of us believe these dreamers embody the American spirit and should and have made positive contributions to the country, so we should stand by them. Finally, we will also want to hear about the firing of FBI Director James Comey. President Trump initially said he fired Director Comey based on your recommendation and that of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Within days, however, the president admitted to Lester Holt on NBC News that he actually fired Comey because of, quote, the Russia thing, end quote. It's also been reported that the day before he fired Director Comey, President Trump summoned his top advisors and told him that he had prepared a termination letter. It's important, I believe, to understand what role you had in this process, including conversations with the president and others in the White House. Last week, the Democratic members of this committee sent a letter making it clear we would be asking about Director Comey's firing at this hearing, and what we that we expected answers or the assertion of a valid claim of executive privilege by the president. In conclusion, Attorney General, your department, as you know, is incredibly important, and you are as well. Our country depends on a department that's independent, committed to protecting the rights and freedoms of all Americans, not just some. So we look forward to hearing from you on these and other important issues. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
General Sessions, I'd like to swear you at this point. Do you affirm that the testimony you're about to give before the committee will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Yeah. Before you speak, I'd like to, we have a long session ahead of us here, probably with you. Because there are going to be a lot of questions. Since we did not get a copy of your opening remarks, I was wondering if it'd be possible for you to submit your longer remarks and maybe summarize so we could get to questions sooner. But I'll defer to you, but that's my request. But whatever time you need, take it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to be with all of you, Ranking Member Feinstein and distinguished members of the committee, former colleagues and friends. I appreciate this opportunity. It's an honor of a lifetime, you have to know, for me to serve as Attorney General of the United States of America. You can understand and know that with my 15 years in that department, and my 20 years in this committee with oversight of that department, I understand the august responsibilities I have and the duties that I have to undertake, and I'll do my best every day to be worthy of the trust you've placed in me. Every single day, the men and women of the Department of Justice work to protect our national security against terrorist threats, defend our civil rights, reduce violent crime, stop deadly drug dealers, and strengthen the rule of law. And so today, I'd like to share some thoughts about what we are doing, give you insight into the exciting activities that are ongoing. The Department of Justice is resolutely focused on dealing with the terrorism threats that we face. They are real. The military tells us they can expect not a reduction after ISIS is defeated, but maybe even an increase in attacks. The President's executive order is an important step to ensuring that we know who is coming into our country. It's a lawful, necessary, and order that we are proud to defend. And indeed, most may not know, the Supreme Court has already vacated one court's injunction against that order, and we are confident we'll prevail as time goes by in the Supreme Court. We know, colleagues, that violent crime is rising after almost 30 years of decline. For 2 years in a row, we've seen the fastest overall increase in violent crime in 25 years. The homicide rate increased 20% in 2 years. That's the in 2015, the increase was the greatest in 49 years. I believe it's a trend we must confront. The President understands this. In his one of his first executive orders, he directed us in simple terms to reduce crime in America. We have heard that challenge, we embrace it, and we are setting about to do something about it. At the Department of Justice, we understand a key fact, and we all need to understand this. 85% of law enforcement officers in America are state and local. They are better trained and more professional than ever. It's a huge factor in the decline in crime, in my opinion, that we've seen previously. And we know crime in America will never be reduced without a partnership between federal and state officers. There's no doubt that federal, state, local, and tribal resources, professionally applied and in accord with scientifically proven policies, can positively impact the crime rate. If you look at our cities, as Mr. Chairman, you noted, New York has dedicated itself over decades to highly effective, proactive, community-based policing. They saw 334 homicides last year. Chicago, on the other hand, while only a third of the size of New York, logged more than twice as many murders. So our professionals in the department have been intensely studying how research-based, proven crime reduction techniques can reverse increases in crime.
Well, we're going to come back to Jeff Sessions. We've got the break coming up. A couple of things I want to suggest to you, though, which I found very, very telling, and that was Dianne Feinstein's opening remarks about Comey being fired because of Russia. My point exactly. We made that point in the first segment and in the first hour. Perfect timing. I did not plan this. This just happened. I mean, this is live stuff happening right now on Red State Talk Radio. You're listening to it, the Talk Monster. This is happening right here and right now. The news is in front of these leaders here. These guys are, well, we don't want to talk about, you know, Fusion GPS. We don't want to talk about Harvey Weinstein. Right, Dianne? Let's go ahead. It's in California. Come on. Come on, girlfriend. And then he brings up, you heard him bring it up, Chicago. Crime in Chicago. What's going on in Chicago? It's okay to kill people in Chicago. It's absolutely open season on human beings. Doesn't matter what color they are. Bullets don't discriminate, especially if it's being shot by criminals. Wonder what's going on in Chicago. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Get out! Hello, cold.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're going to rejoin Jeff Sessions. He's now testifying. He has his opening statements coming out. He's bringing out some really, really good pearls, like about the opioid crisis. Where there's marijuana, you're going to have opioid crisis. Hello, figure it out, America. Here we go.
And there is an opportunity right now. I'm telling you, an opportunity now to do something historic. So the department is also directing taxpayers' dollars to the overwhelming number of cities and states that cooperate with federal enforcement, but grant funding is not an entitlement. It's an allocation of taxpayers' dollars by the department to advance the goals set by Congress and the Department of Justice. So we urge our jurisdictions to cooperate with federal officials, stop letting criminal aliens back on their streets that further victimize your communities. It does not make sense. We are grateful that overwhelmingly most cities and jurisdictions cooperate fully, and to those who've heard our message and are now cooperating. So after 20 years in this body, I understand the responsiveness, Mr. Chairman, something you have been vocal about ever since I've been on this committee, and we're going to do so. We inherited a very significant backlog of answered congressional inquiries, Chairman Grassley, dating back to 2015, and we have already reduced it by half. You can be sure we'll continue to reduce that backlog, and it will remain a priority of ours. Finally, I want to address the letter I received last week from the minority members of this committee. That letter demanded that I determine by today whether the president will invoke executive privilege about issues on which I may be asked about today. I have considered this request very respectfully. It's an important matter, but consistent with the longstanding policy and practice of the executive branch, I can neither assert executive privilege nor can I disclose today the content of my confidential conversations with the president. Under the administration of both parties, it is well established that a president is entitled to have private, confidential communications with his cabinet officials, his Secretary of State, his Secretary of Defense, his Secretary of Treasury, and certainly his counsel and the Attorney General of the United States, who provides counsel, and that such communications are within the core of executive privilege. Until such time as the President makes a decision with respect to this privilege, I cannot waive that privilege myself or otherwise compromise his ability to assert it. As a result, during today's hearing and under these circumstances today, I will not be able to discuss the content of my conversations with the President. Now, I understand you have an important oversight responsibility today, and I hope you will respect this long-standing practice and respect the duty that I feel and that I face. Mr. Chairman, thank you, and I will be prepared to do my best to answer your questions.
I would like to make 2 points before I start to ask questions. Number one would be you, and only because you mentioned the backlog of letters, remember that in January the President put out an advisory that they would only answer questions for chairman of committees. That leaves out about 35 Republicans. That leaves out 48 Democrats. I wrote to the White House. He's rewritten that advisory or whatever it was, with the understanding that he would answer questions for any member of Congress, Republican or Democrat, chairman or not. The other thing is, for the benefit of the committees and the long oversight hearing we're going to have today, I thank you for your cooperation on a request I made last time, that if you get at the end of your 7 minutes and you start before the last second hits and you ask a question, go ahead and ask that question. You go ahead and answer it, General Sessions, but don't have dialogue after the time's run out. Some of you noticed, I think, that there was special consideration given to Senator Leahy and Senator Hatch and Ranking Member Feinstein. I think they deserve that courtesy as former chairman of this committee and as ranking member. So if they run over a little bit, I hope just a little bit, then that's okay with me.
What's a little bit?
Let's vote on that.
Yeah.
The only one I paid much attention to was Mrs. Feinstein, and she was a couple minutes. So don't crow about that. You and Director Coates wrote a letter to the leadership about the importance of 702. FISA. You said that reauthorization of Section 702 is the Department's top legislative priority. Question: if Section 702 were not reauthorized, can you tell us what impact that would have on the intelligence community and our national security interest?
Mr. Chairman, having been involved since I've been in the Department with many of the day-to-day impacts of Section 702, I believe it would have a detrimental impact of significance. It would reduce our ability to identify terrorist acts and potential acts before they happen. That was one of the goals that we had when we passed the Patriot Act. And I know that Senator Hatch and Senator Leahy worked very hard on that. It was one of the most intense times I've ever seen this committee do. 702 has proven its worth. Courts have upheld it. It has one of the most rigorous oversight procedures of any act, I think, in existence today. and it enables us to focus on terrorists abroad and to identify those who could be threats to us.
Now that we have that in place, the FBI, for example, is able to search limited 702 collections subject to minimization procedures using U.S. person data to help connect the dots. Question, if Congress were to impose a warrant requirement on assessing information obtained through so-called U.S. person queries, how would that affect the FBI's ability to do its job?
Mr. Chairman, it's just not practical, and it's not legally required, in my opinion, to have a warrant requirement for this information. It originates abroad by people who are not protected by the U.S. Constitution, and I do not believe that we could carry out the responsibilities that we're expected to do with a warrant requirement for any of the 702-type material.
There will be some talk of reforms in Congress, I'm sure. Are there any reforms that can be made that would help provide more transparency into the amount of information that the intelligence agencies collect or the amount of searches conducted, especially with respect to U.S. persons?
I think we're certainly open to discussing that with the members of this committee. A number of you have proposed ideas, and we would be pleased to provide our suggestions or support or concern as appropriate.
Yeah. I want to ask a question that looks like history, but it was in the news recently, yesterday, I believe. According to government documents and recent news reports, the Justice Department had an ongoing criminal investigation for bribery, extortion, and money laundering into officials for the Russian company making the purchase of Uranium One. That purchase was approved during the previous administration and resulted in the Russians owning 20% of America's uranium mining capacity. What are you doing to find out how the Russian takeover of the American uranium was allowed to occur despite criminal conduct by the Russian company that the Obama administration approved to make the purchase?
Mr. Chairman, we will hear your concerns. The Department of Justice will take such actions as is appropriate, I know. And I would offer that some people have gone to jail in that transaction.
We'll hear more in a minute.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're going to rejoin this Judiciary Committee with Jeff Sessions. And it's interesting. They've talked about Uranium One. It's under investigation, according to Jeff Sessions, so he's not going to talk about that. Isn't that interesting? Well, as we said, he is now taking questions from California Senator Dianne Feinstein. Just opened up on her questions.
Our recommendations in writing. We prepared those recommendations and submitted it to the president. Senator Feinstein, I don't think it's been fully understood the significance of the error that Mr. Comey made on the Clinton matter. For the first time I'm aware of in all of my experience, and I don't think I've heard of a situation in which a major case in which the Department of Justice prosecutors were involved in an investigation, that the investigative agency announces the closure of the investigation. And then a few weeks before this happened, he was testifying before the Congress, Mr. Comey was, and he said he thought he did the right thing and would do it again. So the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein, who's got, 27 years in the Department of Justice, Harvard graduate, served for 8 years as U.S. Attorney under President Obama and 4 years under President Bush. He said that was a usurpation of the position of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General's position, and that particularly we were concerned that he reaffirmed that he would do it again. So I think that was a basis that called for a fresh start at the FBI. Mr. Comey had many talents. There's no doubt about it. I have no hard feeling about that. But I am really excited about the new director, Chris Wray, who you've confirmed with an overwhelming vote. And I believe he's going to be able to do the job of FBI director with great skill and integrity.
What exactly did President Trump tell you was his reason for firing Director Comey? I know he has said he thought the department was a mess, and he asked you and Mr. Rosenstein to take a look at it. And my understanding was these two letters were presented, the letter from you dated May 9th and the letter from Rosenstein dated the same date, a response to that request to take a look at the department.
That's what I can tell you. He did ask for our written opinion, and we submitted that to him. It did not represent any change in either one of our opinion, as Deputy Rosenstein has also indicated, I believe. And we were asked to provide it, and we did.
Did the president ever mention to you his concern about lifting the cloud on the Russia investigation?
Senator Feinstein, that calls for a communication that I've had with the president, and I believe it remains confidential.
But you don't deny that there was a communication?
I do not confirm or deny the existence of any communication between the president that I consider to be confidential.
When did you first speak with the president about firing Director Comey? What date?
Senator Feinstein, I think that's also covered by my opening statement. I believe the president has the right, and I have a duty to meet with him on proper occasions and provide such advice, legal or otherwise, as I'm called upon to do. I have done that, and I believe he has a right to protect that confidentiality until appropriate circumstances exist that he might choose to waive that privilege.
All right. Let me go to another aspect, and that's emoluments lawsuits. The president's facing three different lawsuits alleging he is violating the emoluments clause of the Constitution. In these cases, strangely to me at least, the Justice Department is defending the president. What did the department do to determine that it was appropriate to represent the president? Was the Office of Legal Counsel consulted?
I believe so. And I would say that it is the responsibility of the Department of Justice to defend the office of the presidency in carrying on its activities against charges that are not deemed meritorious.
And you believe that emoluments is part of that charge? Emoluments?
Well, it's, you know, Senator Feinstein, I guess I'm not able to discuss legally all the case law and the history of it, except to say we believe that this is defensible, and we've taken the position that our top lawyers believe is justified.
Well, let me go to another subject, and that's the pardon of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. President Trump pardoned the former Maricopa County Sheriff, who was convicted of criminal contempt for defying a court order to stop racially profiling and detaining Latino motorists based solely on suspicion they were undocumented immigrants. The Washington Post reported that before he decided to pardon Arpaio, the president asked you to drop the criminal case against Arpaio. Did the president ask you whether the case against Arpaio could be dropped?
Senator Feinstein, I cannot comment on the private conversations I may have had with the president. I would just say that attorneys in the Department of Justice, at the request of the judge, prosecuted that case. A federal judge found the defendant guilty of a misdemeanor and for his actions, and the president decided to issue a pardon.
Well, let me ask you this.
That's just about as much as she's going to get out of Jeff Sessions on Arpaio. Emoluments is a condition that people are accusing the president of taking money from foreign governments. It's not going anywhere, as you can well imagine. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthyman is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, this whole thing about unconstitutional emoluments. This is coming out today. On Wednesday morning, a federal judge in Manhattan will hear preliminary arguments in a case that claims President Trump is violating the Constitution's ban on accepting foreign payments or emoluments. This is what we were talking about in the hearing just now, right? Here is what is at stake. The Founding Fathers wrote a clause into the Constitution saying U.S. officials cannot accept any present, emolument, office, or title from foreign governments without the consent of Congress. And Trump's critics say that by refusing to sell off his global businesses, the president is failing to uphold the Constitution. We'll see how far that gets. That's what the, you know, I understand the Founding Fathers, you know, they wanted to make sure that people were fair and square, right? Back in the day. I'm not an attorney. I don't even play one on TV or the radio. I just know that I don't think it's unacceptable myself. I mean, he had these things as a businessman when he came in here. He's put everything legally in trust and so on. I don't know what the issue is. He's not managing these properties. But you know what? It all happened when he was an exceptional businessman. And for that, I don't think they have a case. That's just me. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com, and also visit newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay exceptional, Americans, and stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.